from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
By the way, did you see the story that Jonathan Jones posted from CBS? His traffic, they're playing the game down in Brazil tonight. There is traffic that will be in effect, that the Eagles are the home team. They get to have a hotel that's very close to the stadium that they're playing in Brazil. In Sao Paulo or Rio de Janeiro. Which site is it? Might be Sao Paulo, I'm not sure. The Friday, here we are. As the home team Friday in Brazil, the Eagles get a closer hotel to the Sao Paulo stadium. The Packers, on the other hand, will have a game day commute that's estimated to be between 1.5 to 2 hours based on heavy traffic.
I don't understand how they didn't secure two hotels that were closer.
I don't understand that either. Brazil's a pretty big country. The Packers like just got in like a day ago, and then now they're going to have to go. I'm like, man, this is it's week one. Tone, you want to talk about like mulligans? This might be a mulligan for the Packers. That's a 10-hour flight down there. I didn't realize how far it is to fly down to Brazil because you're like, well, it's all like down there and it's in the same
time zone wise, it's the same.
It's just going south
for a while.
10-hour flight to Brazil to play the Eagles, and then you gotta go another 1.5 to 2 hours based on heavy traffic. I go, you don't have a police escort to get to the stadium at all? 1.5 to 2 hours. You got at least 90 minutes to get there to go play the Philadelphia. The Eagles better win tonight. Eagles better win today. Jalen Hurts better win, or you might want to put Sirianni's already in the hot seat to Eagles fans, but you better put him on now.
Remember, we thought that we were going to be in this game.
Yeah, thank God we're not. Give me London, Mexico City, Germany. You want to play them in Germany, whatever. No. If they can find a way to have them stay closer and not have to travel as an away team, I think it's pretty ridiculous to have to travel 2 hours as an NFL team to your road game when you're already a 10-hour flight away. I think that's pretty asinine. If you find a way to make it closer, fine. Open up the Brazil game and let the Browns play in Brazil. I wouldn't want this. I, as a Packers fan, you would have to be feeling like Menigan when he comes in. You have to be thinking 0-1, right? 0-1 to start the season. A lot of expectations this year for Jordan Love, that team, even though, you know, they had a little bit more of a rockier road. You got to be thinking 0-1. Am I wrong?
Well, it's funny that you say Sirianni, the hot seat, like, just go ahead and take care of it now. I mean, they are 35-17 in his 3 years. How many head coaches have gotten off to a better start than that?
Very few.
In 3 years.
Very few. But I will never forget. I don't know what it is about Sirianni, and I'll finish it up with this because I want to get back to the Browns, and I know you do too. But when they had John Ritchie, I think they had John Ritchie on Afternoon Drive, and John, they asked him about Sirianni. This is like right after the appearance of the Super Bowl. And he's like, nope, still the jury's out on this guy. And we're like, what? Now he's a local guy, so people tend to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, at least he went to Mount. And you're going, man, no. They, for whatever reason with Sirianni, maybe it's the awkward press conferences or things like that, they do not seem to be Like, they love Andy Reid. And he went through a hell and high water. He appeared in the Super Bowl. They went to, what, the noted four straight NFC championship games. They loved Andy Reid. This guy, they're looking for reasons to fire him over there, it seems. Looking for reasons. So, I don't know. I ain't no betting man, but if I was, the Packers, whatever it is, oh boy, almighty. 216-474-0092.
I wonder, too, what the rating will be for tonight. I mean, it's a Friday game. A lot of people do not know. I've noticed this a lot. People are like, there's a game tonight?
I forgot.
And you've got, you know, it's perfect. You can come home from high school football and watch it, right?
Or what time? You know what channel it's on?
I hate to admit this.
Is it Amazon?
It's on Peacock.
Oh, it's a peacocker.
We are the home for the NFL on Westwood One.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it on the radio.
We are carrying it. I was sitting there going, I hate to admit this, but are we carrying the game? I would imagine we were, but yeah, you can go ahead and listen to it tonight if you want to. Eagles-Packers, big game.
It's 8:15, so you know the high school football fan is going to miss this all over the country. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it does ratings-wise. I think this is a grand experiment by the NFL to start.
It's a terrible idea.
Put games. Well, why do you think that? Just because of the timing of the Friday night stuff?
For so many years, the NFL, I don't know if they were very outspoken about it. It was kind of an unwritten rule, is that we're going to give Friday to the high school football that develops fans. I mean, that's what it does. It develops football fans. The kids that play the game end up loving the game for the rest of their lives. But if all of a sudden you got NFL games and it starts with one, then what are you going to have two? What are you going to do? Are you just going to try to control every night of the week? We know that they just want to make more money, so that would be their effort.
I really completely agree with you.
I hated the Big Ten when the Big Ten started doing a Friday night game.
As the NFL, they are the highest level of the sport. I think that they also need to be. I mean, we understand that football has had an up and down history here over the last 10 to 15 years here with a multitude of different things. You should be protecting the sport and growing it as much as you can. And they would say, yeah, we're playing in Brazil. We're growing the game. You're trying to grow the NFL. I don't know if you're growing the game. I don't know if that's the case. And I don't like you sticking your nose into high school football. I really didn't like them sticking their nose into college football or the NBA for that matter, but I could understand them sticking their nose in the NBA's business. All right, 216-474-0092. How do the Browns win on Sunday? Do you have any confidence at all the offense will be good?
I'd be surprised.
I have zero I don't think it's going to be horrific. I just don't think it's going to be on the same game plan because they haven't really practiced together. How could I?
And part of it is the running back situation and how the running game is going to look. You know, you're not getting Nick Chubb for at least how many weeks, and you don't even know after you get Nick Chubb what that's going to look like, and you certainly don't know how fine-tuned that offensive line is going to be. We haven't even mentioned the fact that, you know, there's no Bill Callahan anymore.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of those moving parts that make me wonder how, and I said, if they come out of the gates and they have a great offense in this game against that team, then it is just another,
oh my God,
it's another testimonial for your head coach who's been able to battle. I mean, this is a crazy, crazy training camp where they just didn't do much.
If that offense looks really good and they go out there and they win, it's going to be hard for me to not say Super Bowl or bust. They've had guys, I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. They have had very little practice time at all together on the same page. Anything. I mean, I don't think they've had any actual quote unquote live reps together at all.
No,
they haven't.
Yeah, zero.
No, they haven't. If they have that and you have James Hudson maybe starting at left tackle, it's going to be hard for me to not say Super Bowl or bust after one game.
Right, you will.
If that offense looks good and surprises me, forget about
it. We will be tripling down on Deshaun Watson if he looks good in this game. Because I gave you 20 reasons why he won't be good in this game. Not why he won't be good as a Browns quarterback. I think he just needs some time this year. I know you're exactly right. Fans do not want to hear in year three that Deshaun Watson needs more time. But we can't ignore the fact that he got pretty significant surgery.
Let me go to the phones. Don in Cleveland. Don, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing okay, Don. Go ahead, bud.
So I have way more confidence in the defense than the offense because we've got a couple players on the defense that are leaders of this team in Garrett and Ward. They've been there a while, and they're fast starters. It was a 2020, I think. Garrett had like 25 strip sacks in three games or something to start the season.
Well, that sounds pretty outstandingly ridiculous there. But yeah, he was good. He was good. Yes, go ahead.
And I think Ward's had a bunch of interceptions in early season games over his career, even though he's not got a million interceptions himself. So I'm way more confident than them, especially because Schwartz showed us last year he's way more aggressive than anyone we had before. And then it goes back to a lot of what Lima just said, you know, like, okay, the offense, what have they done so far this year to practice? And to be honest with you, what is Deshaun Watson? It always comes back to this, right? What has Deshaun Watson done to show us that he's Deshaun Watson? He hasn't really done it yet. And it is year three. So I kind of expect the defense to look good, and I don't expect the offense to look good. I'm also a believer that Dallas is one of these teams. Every year there's two or three teams that are supposed to be bad, and then they're good, and vice versa. I think Dallas is ripe for a very disappointing season. Ooh. I wouldn't be shocked at all if the defense looks awesome, to be honest with you.
Don, I'll tell you this, and thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. I would expect the defense to look better as well. There's very few changing pieces there, a lot of the same components. However, I do expect the defense schematically to look a lot similar to what it did last year. Here's the reason.
It is a concern of mine. We have really good players, and I have confidence in all of them, but we just haven't been out there together a lot. We've had a lot of time missed in training camp. We feed off each other. We're a team that brings a lot of excitement to each other, and that's part of our DNA. That's part of what we do, and it's hard to replicate it unless the guys are out there.
Boy, this is really interesting distinction going on here. The Browns side of things, they've barely practiced. Same thing as what Jim Schwartz just said. I've heard Deshaun Watson say no limitations. He's still elite. They should be just fine. Quincy Avery is quarterback coach. They're going to be fine. Ken Dorsey, love this team. Can't wait. He's going to do things that no other quarterback in this league can
do. Called him his family.
Yeah, he's family. Jim Schwartz is like, they haven't really practiced much together. Isn't that hilarious, well, the difference between these two sides of the ball?
He's been cut and dry this entire year. I mean, when Aditi interviewed him coming out of the tunnel in Seattle at the halftime, he was not happy with the secondary, the backup secondary. He was not happy with their attitude. He thinks that we just think we're going to be just as good as we were last year. Like, I know he wanted to fold in some different things. Not that he wasn't able to.
I hate to ask this question.
I'm not sure, but I don't know how much you're going to see on Sunday because they haven't, like he says, they haven't had a chance to really be on the field together.
I feel like that's the type of coaching that philosophically, coming from Jim Schwartz, is what I love. I mean, to Jim Schwartz, last time we saw the defense, they were humiliated against a rookie coach, a rookie quarterback. They were humiliated in a win-or-go-home playoff game. And so that's the type of coaching I feel like you want to hear. The other side of things, it sounds like, the other side of the ball, it sounds like they're lying to themselves. Does it not?
I just think they're... I was going to say take a shot at somebody else. I can't do that. I think that the offensive side of the ball, I don't want to accuse them of lying to themselves because that would in turn be lying to us, but I think they say half truths or no truths all the time. I think what you're seeing is what you get with Jim Schwartz. I think Jim Schwartz gets you an unvarnished opinion of what it is, but I think for a fan, I think you want to be pumped up and get ready for this football game. Dear Jim Schwartz. Jim Schwartz can get away with saying it because I think a lot of people have confidence in him. With the offense, I think they have to be confident because still a lot of this is up in the air. The quarterback's up in the air. What's Ken Dorsey's role here? He adds ideas to the offense that Kevin Stefanski is going to call and adds different concepts to the offense that Kevin Stefanski is going to call. But you have new wide receivers. You have a question mark at left tackle. You have to be confident. And you have to be publicly overly confident to make sure your fan base is on your side. You don't want to go in there with a bad attitude on any of this. And I sure as hell don't want the fans to do that. That's Jim Schwartz getting you ready for the Browns and Cowboys coming up Sunday, 4:25. You can hear it here on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. And on the free Odyssey app if you live within 100 miles of downtown Cleveland per NFL rules. We will have Nathan Zagura, who joins us at 9 o'clock. He is the Browns radio analyst, and we will have the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder, joining us at 8 o'clock. We'll find out who's actually going to be playing left tackle, whether it be James Hudson, whether it be Jack Conklin, whether Jed Wills might get some snaps, whether it might be a musical chair situation, flipping a coin, whatever it might be. I don't know, but the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder, will join us at 8 o'clock. I'll say this, with Jim Schwartz, when you have success, you can tell the truth no matter what. Unvarnished, almost. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of massaging here and there, but for a guy like Jim Schwartz, the truth's the truth. The proof is in his entire career. As a head coach, he did take the Lions to the playoffs, which I don't care what anybody says. It is an accomplishment. as a defensive coordinator, he's been one of the best in the league for a long time. Jim Schwartz, it goes without saying, the guy is a remarkable football coach, and he can tell the truth the way he sees it. So when he says that, I don't get nervous about the defense. I maybe think a little bit differently about how the defense is going to start. I think there might be a little bit of moaning and groaning here. There might be a couple of missed assignments that we have to clean up. But
you saw that last night between two of the better
yes,
teams.
But if you're going to miss assignments, I'd rather there be missed assignments when the other team is starting to get to know each other again because they're playing in real games, live games, for really the first time together. That's where I'd rather it happen. So for Jim Schwartz, he can tell the truth the way he is. The Browns, they are still selling the fan base on Deshaun Watson. They are still selling the fan base on this offense. Kevin Stefanski, guys, as great as I think he can be, they are still selling him to you.
Well, this is a brand.
In.
Well, they're going to have to sell the
offense.
Because
it's brand new. Yes.
Yeah, it is brand new. And forever, what have so many coaches, ex-coaches, players that have come on this radio station since we debuted saying stuff that I hadn't really heard before it, but when you really listen to them, they say, well, the first 4 weeks, you are just figuring out what your team does. You're really just figuring out what every other team does. You know, you can't just go by the tape of what teams did last year.
No.
Because so many of the coordinators have changed. So many of the position group coaches have changed. And the talent changes year after year in the NFL. So much so that it does make it really tough to evaluate anything. But we're sitting here talking about these games as life or death. But are the teams really treating them that way this early in the season?
Listen, man, we could sit there and roll our eyes and talk about the first four games of the season, but you could lose your season in the first four games of the season.
Oh, sure. I mean, if you're 0-4,
yeah. Like it. So you got to take every game seriously because you got to remain sharp. You're probably not going to win all four games unless you are truly the elite of the elite of the elite. Probably not going to win them all. But
well,
you have to take them seriously.
The Browns have a great schedule the first four games.
You think about this. You go out and you win on Sunday.
Five.
You go out and you win on Sunday. I mean, Jacksonville, I don't know. They could be better. They could be worse. I'm not sure. I can't just go by last year and Trevor Lawrence playing here. But I don't know if he's God's gift to the game in the first place. The Giants, you should win. September 29th at Vegas, you should win. Against Washington, well, they might be a team on the rise. But I think that's a game you should win. I mean, we're talking 5 weeks of really not easy football because it's the NFL, but games that you could very well be favored in all five of those games. So I think that this is a real opportunity for you. And so if you go out there and you go, man, we were sloppy. We didn't get a chance to practice all year, but we won. I think you're feeling really good about things for the rest of the year. 216-474-0092. Travis and Mansfield, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
We're doing okay, Travis. Go ahead.
I mean, I get exactly what you're saying, but I go back to last year. You remember that San Francisco game? I compare it to where everybody was hurt. We didn't have all the starters, and Dallas is nowhere near as good as San Francisco was last year. But at least this year, you're starting with all of your starters for the most part, except on the offensive line and your running back. But then again, we didn't have Nick Chubb for that game either. So I just think we're overlooking it a little bit, but at the same time, you know, Dallas is always the second coming of Jesus every year, and it never pans out that way. So I think we're going to be all right, especially with that defense.
Well, when we see these things, I think we think of these teams as doing their being able to fire on all cylinders against us. Like San Francisco, they lost Christian McCaffrey in that game, right? Who else got hurt in that game against the Browns last year?
Debo.
Yeah.
Debo got hurt. Thank you. Yeah. Debo was hurt. So when you have things going differently there, like they're not firing on all cylinders, and we were able to take advantage of that. We played good defense, and we won that football game. I don't need to make excuses for winning, and I don't need to find a bunch of different reasons against winning. But I think that when we play these things out in our head, Travis, we think about our opponent.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It being able to do what they historically have been able to do. And it's just not that way. You're right.
Yeah. And my thing is, too, is like our offense. I mean, we had PJ Walker, for God's sakes, as our quarterback who threw two or three picks that game. Like, I don't think Watson's going to be nearly that bad, and I think he should be able to protect the ball. Like, I agree with you, might be a turnover in there, but I think he's going to keep us in it just enough to let our defense make a play to seal the deal.
I would hope so, Travis. I thank you very much for the call. I think for Deshaun, I'm going to come in Monday. If I'm guessing anything, I think I'm going to come in and say, yeah, you know, it was a little bit up and down. I'm not going to use the R word. If I use the R word, I'll sit out a segment. I'm not going to use it. But obviously, I think that they can win. I think they can win with defense. Because I do think it's easier to start to play together quicker on defense than it is on offense to make sure everybody's on the same base. Especially because they all have experience in that defense.
And just what kind of plans can you really have against Myles Garrett? Like, maybe Dallas looks at the Houston game to try to neutralize Myles Garrett, but I think this time we'll actually have a counterpunch, which we didn't have defensively last year. And I think Jim Schwartz has spoke to that multiple times. How you got to have that off-speed pitch. You got to have different looks. And last year, they kind of failed to do that in that playoff game, unfortunately.
I did a Twitter poll, and I didn't. I've done Twitter polls 2 days in a row. I don't mean to do it, but here we are. Do you hate the Chiefs? Last night, a lot of people started to turn against the Chiefs, I felt. At least on social media. I want to ask real life. 66% say no. We're an hour into the poll. 66% say they do not hate the Chiefs. Why is that? I got a very good reason why, but I'll tell you here in a second. I want to hear your reason
first. Of all, there's an entertainment factor there that you know when you're watching the Chiefs. You're watching the best team. You're watching the best quarterback. You're seeing a dynamic offense regardless of who the wide receivers are. Like, they will find ways. They will find ways to get guys the ball in space, and Mahomes is a big reason why. And then Travis Kelce. And I think fans here like Travis Kelce. They do.
Didn't Steph entertain us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, did I still hate Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah, now four NBA Finals against them when you had to hear everybody say you had no chance. I think that had more to do with it. It wasn't really Steph.
What were you and I complaining about? I know I'm asking a lot of silly questions to get to a point here, but I'm going to do it. What were you and I complaining about earlier this week when it came to the callers, when it came to the listeners, when it came to the people getting in about the game?
That we weren't feeling as hype as normal?
They weren't feeling that. I think a lot of Browns fans, and this is some silly social media poll that most of the people listening to us don't even have, right? I think most of the fans out there care about themselves and care about the Browns getting going before they look at the Chiefs. I think they hate the Ravens because it's the Ravens, and they hate the Steelers and Bengals for the same reason. But when it comes to the Chiefs, I think it's like, hey, we got to make sure our house is in order before we go and get mad at the Chiefs on things. Is that wrong?
Right, and if we played against Patrick Mahomes and had to endure the press conferences, the post-game stuff, we thought we were trending in that direction when we played them in the playoffs and lost the way we did. And Dirty Dan and that play
took the words out of my mouth.
The play that will live with us for how long, and what Chad Henne came in off the bench to do. And what was the fourth down play?
Didn't they call, by the way, who called him
a third down play? I'm sorry.
I didn't hear this. Who called him the hero of the divisional round?
You're talking about a different game, though.
This is different?
This was against the Jaguars 2 years ago when he came in and led them on a 95-yard drive.
Well, but what, that was so they said that about that they game and not them, this one.
Correct. Because they were recognizing things that happened over their previous Super Bowl victories when they were unveiling their fourth banner.
Yeah, because Henny was out there before the game yesterday.
Henny held the trophy for the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Because I started, I looked at this morning and go, what? I didn't understand the reference there. Unless they thought, I thought they were talking about 30-14. And he got 13.5 and then they passed for the first time.
Other people around us thought that too. But they were not.
That's the whole point is
Joe Woods is the defensive coordinator.
The more and more opportunities, if we played Kansas City in the playoffs every year, that would absolutely make people hate Patrick Mahomes because you're going to see him do what he did yesterday where he's near the sidelines. Definitely took a hit that was late, but he accentuated it. He exaggerated it. Well, when that happens against you and you get flagged for it, you know, that kind of stuff. And then after the game, if you beat Patrick Mahomes, and then it sounds like he's making excuses. Well, I wasn't really healthy. You know, by the way, you heard Lamar Jackson say that. Lamar Jackson was like, well, I wish I was this healthy last year when we played him. Because he said, I was really banged up last year. And you could tell. I mean, you could tell Lamar Jackson was not full speed last year. But that's also the way he plays football. How often will Lamar Jackson be full speed come playoff time?
John and Wadsworth, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
We're doing well, John. Go right on ahead.
So I wanted to ask you guys something I think is a little bit overlooked in this game. You know, we're talking so much about Deshaun Watson. I think the thing that, for me, that's concerning is the run game because, you know, Jerome Ford, I mean, his stats looked good last year, but I think we know he was kind of like a boom or bust type of a deal. You know, Pierre Strong, he's, you know, whatever, Deontay Foreman, you know. So that's my concern is that if we can't get a run game going, I mean, that's really going to put it on Deshaun's shoulders. And, I mean, we saw it last year in the opener. You know, we're kicking the crap out of Cincinnati. But, you know, Deshaun wasn't great. But we had the run game just rocking. So I was wondering what your guys' thoughts about that. Because I think that's the most – I think that might be the key to the game for me.
Well, if James Hudson can do anything, okay, it's got to be run block. Because the pass sets aren't that great. However, with the run game, without Nick Chubb, I think a lot of people are worried about that because there's no security blanket with Nick being out there. Jerome Ford is not a bad running back, all right, John? The problem with Jerome Ford is his name's not Nick Chubb, and he can't just fall forward and at least give us 3 yards every time because he's such a talented running back. He's just not Nick Chubb. He's not as talented as him. And there is a hesitancy. I have to say this to be critical of Jerome. There is a hesitancy to find that, to trust a hole. To trust what seam you see and actually hit it. Nick,
sure. And
I think it almost, John, I think it almost comes off like it's. I don't give him enough respect about this. He finds a crease and he knows like, hey, this ain't going to be broken off for 60 yards. Sometimes it is. But he's going to find that crease and at least get you 3 yards, 4 yards, and second and six is a hell of a lot better than second and nine. Because then we can play guessing games here.
Do you think that they're going to... You know, I mean, they've talked so much about this being like a pass-first offense now. You know, Stefanski and Dorsey are going to lean on the pass and whatnot. Like, do you think they might lean into the run game a little bit more just, you know, at least early to try and soften up the defense? Or are they just going to come out slinging it? I don't know what I feel like they're going to do.
Well, if it's Stefanski, if this was last year, John, and thank you very much for the call, I would say yes. I would say yes, because it would be a lot of heavy sets, a lot of, you know, double tights, things like that. Here... I wonder if it's a mid. They want to open it up fine. Deshaun hasn't played in a live rep since last November. 10 months. You have a new wide receiver in Jerry Jeudy. Excited to see him. I want to see if this investment is going to be worth it. This is very interesting here with Jerry Jeudy. You have Amari Cooper, who's the gold standard of wide receiving in this position in this team for, the best we've seen in a very long time here. You got three guys right there off the top. I think David Njoku's role becomes that much more important. I think that maybe if they open it up, by opening up, it almost becomes... Got to find the right word for it so people don't get upset, but I'm going to say it. It becomes more of a backup quarterback offense. It's like, hey, let's relax here. Let's take care of the
more
football.
More managed.
We can open it up, but let's find our tight end who's a great pass-catching tight end, and let's get first downs the right way here instead of going big fly and turning it over and affecting Deshaun's confidence.
I've wondered about that, especially in the opener, especially given that when they go out there and they're facing the real bullets – for the first time, and the game is so much faster than anything they've seen so far in training camp in the preseason, if they were going to manage it more and whether this offense was maybe not necessarily going to look as overhauled yet, I mean, remember, it doesn't all have to be that way week one. You've got a full season to deal with this stuff. I know that we have been without football for so long that we are looking at this as the Super Bowl. But is a smart coaching staff looking at it that way?
I don't think so. This is how I see it. That, this is why I think David could end up having a very big game. And that's secondary. De'Ron Bland is on IR.
Yeah.
You have Kalen Carson, who played at Wake Forest. Actually got to see him live in a football game. You have a rookie back there, I think is a fifth-round pick, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head. Then you have a rookie linebacker who's starting for your football team. No more Leighton Vander Esch. He's gone. You do have a great pass rush, though. And then you have James Hudson.
So try to make up for all that other stuff.
You're dealing with DeMarcus Lawrence, and you're dealing with Micah Parsons. So you're going to have to get the ball out. And then you're dealing with a quarterback who hasn't played in 10 months. You can't tell me he doesn't have some butterflies getting ready for Sunday.
Yeah, that. By the way, that Kalen Carson, the Wake Forest one.
Yes.
That is the one to watch. I mean, he has a nickname. They call him the seatbelt. And he is going to be in there, and you know the Browns are going to be targeting him. They are going to be targeting him like crazy.
What is the nickname, seatbelt?
And they're treating him. They're saying he already looks the part. He already looks the part. They have been hyping him up. You know, every year we hype up some of our rookies. The Cowboys fans are hyping him up big time in the notes that I've looked at.
Well, I'm glad. I'm just so curious about how he got the nickname the seatbelt. I'm sorry.
Probably he's Zanya at all times. I don't know. I assume
they call him the Hans device. He's a great player.
Sometimes he has 3 points of pressure. Sometimes he has five.
Well, you need a 6-point harness, don't you? Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you need a 4-point harness.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Danny, what do we do?
Fixing life.
My life.
All right, the in-laws are helping us out, making a killing on Facebook Marketplace. They are saving 10 bucks here, 20 bucks here. Then they're selling some of the stuff that we no longer are using.
Wheeling and dealing.
And they're just they're retired. And so they are doing a lot of the legwork that we don't feel like doing. And it all adds up in the end. And when I told Ken the story, because they just met up with somebody you know.
Yep.
A Fox 8 producer.
They bought a pack and play.
They bought a pack and play that they can have on another level of the house.
For Mace Dog.
So they ended up saving when all was said and done. Instead of buying a brand new pack and play, they bought a gently used pack and play. And it was a nice business negotiation behind closed doors. Got it done. And Ken said, I will never use Facebook Marketplace. So, Kenny, why won't you use it?
Because I'm terrified of it, and I don't want to be shot. I don't want to be stabbed. I don't want to be kidnapped,
Do your friends at Fox
tortured.
8 have a history of doing all of that?
It doesn't matter. I don't want to have
Take
any of that stuff going
with
on.
You, you don't have to worry about it.
I don't care. I've heard too many the horror stories. I don't want to be robbed. I don't want any of that stuff.
The Daleks are the ones doing the killings.
Well, then that
the
would be
stabbing.
Certainly a turn
We're
of events.
We're not going to just move past
Reckless
that.
Reckless speculation.
How are you going to thwart off two of them?
Foot in the door killers. Never mind.
Excuse me, do you have time to take this knife blade?
I think they chased around two mares this week. It's been a bit of a week
Not
for the
one,
Galaxy.
But two.
Anywho, no, I've done Facebook Marketplace one time at my wife's behest, and I got in, I got out, and I feel that that's my one tour of duty. I'm never doing it again. Not a chance. Not a chance in hell will I ever do it again. No.
Right,
No.
So it's the fact that it's complete stranger.
I have thrown away perfectly good things at the end of the driveway, and Liz is going, why don't I just put this on Facebook Marketplace? I go, nope. Don't want people coming over here. Don't want people. I don't like strangers pulling into my driveway.
Okay.
I'm
with you there. By the way, I'm with you there, and that's why it's been very beneficial to just have the in-laws to take care of it, because we've had some stuff. We've renovated the house. There's still some valuable stuff that they said, well, you can still make money on this. I'm like, we're just going to throw this out. They're like, no, we'll put it on Marketplace for you. We'll take the pictures. We'll do the little write-up. I'm like, this is great.
Are they getting a commission off this?
I'm surprised they haven't. Well, I just take them to the airport just now. I guess that's the commission for the show. But that, I think you are echoing because of some of the horror stories. The issue is with that, like, we all trust Uber nowadays, right? We all trust Uber.
That's a good point.
There have been some horrific car sharing stories over the years, but it's a cost benefit analysis thing. Like, if like 1% or 1/10 of 1% end in some terrible tragedy, we're willing to risk it all the other time.
To save 30% on a pack and play?
Yeah, I think
used pack and play.
I think that is the story. There have been a few very, very public incidents with Facebook Marketplace, right?
The only way I would ever do Facebook Marketplace is at a police station with a cop standing out there. That's it. That's the only way I'd do it.
Well, do they
believe your in-laws do it?
Even if you're saving, dude, I saved $350 on a microwave.
I saved.
It was amazing. I bought it from a new build guy. They just built their house. The wife decided she did not want that brand of appliances. It was the brand of appliances that I have.
That was essentially brand new.
And it was essentially brand new.
You saved how much?
$350. It was a $400 microwave. I gave the guy $50.
Yeah, there is a number you're worth. There is a number that it is worth it to risk it, isn't there?
My family and my kids eat their warmed up food with it to this day.
Like I saw somebody I knew back in Syracuse, a photog at one of the TV stations. They were unloading all the possessions of his parents are going to the nursing home. There's brand new trucks that look like they're 20 grand off.
Trucks are brand new and for merchandise.
ATVs, like just beautiful stuff that they're unloading that look great and you can make a lot of money. It'd probably be worth it for some people to risk it.
But if the price is that good, I go, why you want me to come out here if the price is that good? Why is it just me if the price is that good? Why you want me to do that? I'm very skeptical
now
of that.
How much of it is you go through and you look at their profile, whatever is public, and you see, this looks like a guy with a family.
That I don't know. I did do that when I bought my microwave.
I'd never done it.
Then you Google his name.
I definitely did I got the address. I looked at the neighborhood. It was a very nice neighborhood. I made sure those things
happen. Does that have something to do with it, Kenny?
Mitch on St. Clair. I don't think it does. Not to me. Mitch, hello.
Ken, I'm with you 100,000%, my guy.
Thank you. I'm not trying to get robbed.
Listen, I'm not trying to get robbed. I'm not trying to have a little bit of crack in the pack and play. I'm not trying to have none of that type of stuff.
Wait, there's crack in the pack and play, Mitch. It's the crack and play.
Listen, crack and play is what they call it. You want to be careful with that type of stuff, man. Listen.
Baby Mason's going to have a lot more fun than he's been having.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's going to get powdered up, and you're going to be the wrong powder. You're going to be understanding that. Oh, hold
reckless
on.
Speculation.
My dear God.
Hey, listen. Blimey, your daughter's 2 years old. Tell your in-laws.
Apparently, she's the wife from Scarface.
Obviously, it's going to happen. I'm trying to tell you. We'll get a box load of cocaine. He ain't going to know about it. You'll be thinking like,
I'm going to have to turn that over to the authorities after I give it a good looking. Good looking into.
Lima, your daughter's two. You have to tell your in-laws, stop being cheap. Stop being cheap. Amazon is free.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a free app. You go on Amazon, you get a nice deal, a nice price.
Yeah, but
I heard a story that somebody said that they bought their daughter some thrift store, and they took it right back because it could be some crack in the pockets. Never, ever know.
Mitch, thank you. Crack in the pockets with you,
Brian in Brecksville. Go quickly, go.
Yeah, hey Ken. I always meet at a police station, and a quick way to weed out the grifters. Is you let them know the meeting will take place at a police station, and you'll be surprised how many people just stop responding.
Really?
The ones that do respond are legit, and you can always click on them and check out their profile and see if you have any friends in common.
Okay. I'm going to go looking it up now.
I got to find something to buy, though.
Brian, thank you for the call.
Kenny, in this case, they had already figured out that they knew the family involved, which happened to be friends of yours over Fox 8. So. So they did do some legwork to save, a couple bucks and get some crack.
Well, I'm glad that situation got itself figured out.
Reckless speculation.
2 days in a row. This has ended with drugs. 2 days in a row. This has ended with illicit drugs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.